From Spark and Anvil and Chanceforge, this is Center, in Chapter 1 of the Chanceforge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
A new creature hovered in the workshop doorway. It looked like a bumblebee, if a bumblebee was the size of a toaster, and wore a neat little vest. It had 6 fuzzy legs, but it used 2 of them like hands. In them, it held a small device that clicked and whirred. This was Center. Center was always looking for the middle of things, the exact balance point, the place where everything felt just right. They had soft amber stripes over warm, creamy fuzz. Their big, dark eyes took in everything, missing no detail. "I am Center," they buzzed, their voice a low, gentle hum. "The skill I teach is central tendency." That sounded complicated. "It just means finding the middle," Center said, as if reading my mind. "But there's a trick. There are 3 different kinds of middle. My friends and I were sitting around a pile of glimmer gems from last night's game. We had been arguing for 10 minutes.
"I'm telling you, the typical player gets like 30 gems," Leo said. He puffed out his chest.
"No way," Maya shot back. "I only got 8.
"You're just saying that because you got that one lucky treasure chest." Leo had found a mega chest. It gave him 150 gems. The rest of us had much smaller piles. My pile had 7, Maya's had 8, Sam's had 10.
Center hovered over our table. "A perfect problem," they buzzed happily. "You are asking what's typical. You are looking for the middle." Center pointed a fuzzy leg at Leo. "You are using the mean. That's one way to find a middle."
"The mean?" I asked.
"It's what most people call the average," Center explained. "You add up all the numbers, then you divide by how many numbers you have." We grabbed a pencil. My 7 gems, Maya's 8 gems, Sam's 10 gems, and Leo's 150 gems. We added them up. It came to 175. There were 4 of us, so we divided 175 by 4. The answer was 43.75.
"See?" Leo shouted. "The average is almost 44 gems. I told you." But Maya crossed her arms. "That's not right. 3 of us got around 10. Your giant number is messing everything up."
"Exactly," Center hummed. "Your one big number is an outlier. It's a piece of data that's way different from the others. The mean is sensitive. An outlier can pull it way up or way down. It gives you a middle that doesn't feel very middling at all." This made sense. The average of 44 didn't describe any of us.
"So what do we do?" Sam asked. "We try a different middle," Center said. "Let's find the median." Center had us write our scores on 4 separate cards. 7, 8, 10, 150. Now, line them up, smallest to largest. We arranged the cards on the floor. 7, 8, 10, 150. "The median is the number that's physically in the middle of the line," Center said. "When you have an even number of cards, like you do, you look at the 2 in the middle."
We looked. The 2 middle cards were 8 and 10. "Find the number that's halfway between them," Center instructed. Halfway between 8 and 10 was 9. "Your median is 9, Center buzzed. Maya, Sam, and I all nodded. 9 felt much more typical. It was close to what we had all gotten. Leo's crazy high score didn't wreck it. "The median doesn't care about outliers," Center said. "It just cares about what's in the middle of the line. It's a good, honest middle when your data is skewed or lopsided."
"Okay, so that's 2 middles," I said. "You said there were 3.
"The last one is the mode," Center said, their antenna twitching. "The mode is the number that shows up most often." Sam pointed at our cards.
"But none of our numbers show up more than once."
"A fine observation," Center buzzed. "For this set of data, there is no mode. But what if these were the scores?"
Center quickly wrote 5 new cards and laid them on the floor.
12, 14, 9, 14, 11. What's the mode here? 14, we all shouted. It appeared twice. Correct, Center said. The mode is great when you want to know the most popular choice, like the most common size of t-shirt sold in a store, or the most popular flavor of ice cream. You wouldn't want the average flavor, would you? We all giggled. A mix of chocolate, vanilla, and strawberry probably tasted like mud. Center hovered back up to the doorway. So you see, you have three ways to answer the question, what's typical? They held up three fuzzy fingers. The mean is the average. Add and divide. But watch out for outliers. The median is the one in the middle of the line. It's tough and ignores outliers. And the mode is the most popular one. Center gave a final satisfied buzz. The move is to know that mean, median, and mode answer different questions. You must choose the right one for the shape of your data. With that, they zipped out of the workshop, leaving us staring at our glimmer gems. We finally knew what to do. We decided our typical score was 9, and Leo had to admit, that felt a lot more fair.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Center. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.